Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and with me is cycling coach Devlin Eden. Devlin, something that's sort of popped up over the last few years and has become the rage within cycling circles is training to power. And using those numbers to obviously get better as a cyclist. A good few years ago, it was all about heart rate, but it's definitely, there's been a big shift to power. Is it all what it's cracked up to be? I mean, they're not the cheapest bits of gear, but if you can afford one, is it definitely worth getting?
Yeah, look, you're right there in the sense of that they're not very accessible to everyone. They are becoming a little bit cheaper. They are becoming more accessible to the average rider. The comparison between a power meter and the heart rate, ideally you'd like to be working on power because the numbers are really straightforward. It's, if you need to be riding at 300 watts, you ride at 300 watts. Whereas opposed to heart rate, there are a couple of things that could affect heart rate on day. So there might be a slight sort of difference in where the training intensity that you actually should be versus what you are riding in. But if you're focusing on heart rate alone, from a power meter point of view, again, the benefits to it is if you're training with power, it allows you just to monitor your racing with power a little bit better as well, in terms of knowing when you can go out hard, what kind of intensity that you're working at, and also knowing what you're capable of doing over a period of time. So it is a really good tool to use, and it helps coaches as well from a monitoring point of view to see the kind of numbers that you are hitting. So again, from an accessibility point of view, there's the power meters on the bike, and then there are a couple of options now with trainers as well. So you've got indoor trainers that you put your bike on that can read power as well. And that might not be a bad option. The one key thing just to remember, so the gadgets out being heart rate monitors, being power meters, all that, is there's always the risk of information overload. So making sure that if you are taking on a power meter and you are using that tool, are you actually getting the benefit for that's equal to the cost that you spend? So instead of just having it because it is the new craze out there and there's the new gadget out on the market, are you using it to its full potential? And I think there comes in quite key if you are working closely with a coach, that you can be handing that data over and let your coach do the analysis of the data. Because there's a lot of things that you can get mixed up and can confuse you if there's too much data to try and handle. Rather focus on your training itself and let the coach worry about the nitty-gritty of the data analysis.
Yep, if you're looking for someone to analyze your data, you can get Devlin. All you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/cycling. Coaching. That's coachperry.com/cycling coaching. You can check out the training packages there. Get Devlin to work out a tailor-made package just for you to help you reach your goals. So until next time, from the two of us here on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry Podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.